Some 30 humanitarian organizations in Sudan have appealed for $150 million to manage the unfolding refugee crisis in eastern Sudan. Stéphane Dujarric, a spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General, said yesterday that humanitarian partners are deeply concerned about the plight of civilians in the Ethiopian Tigray region, especially in the capital Mekele, after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed announced that Ethiopian federal troops took over the Tigrayan capital. Filippo Grandi is the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. Grandi recently visited Sudan, where he met with Tigrayan refugees.
People flee, fighting in Tigray and arrive deprived of almost everything. Most people travel with nothing. So they've left behind their belongings. They're often separated by from their families and their relatives. And for many of them, majority are farmers, it has meant leaving their homes at the time of harvest, the key moment in their building up of their livelihood. So it's a very difficult situation for them.
And Grandi says it is a very difficult situation for Sudan. He says UNHCR, along with about 30 national and international partners, need nearly $150 million to help Ethiopian refugees in Sudan with settlement, food, health, water and sanitation, among other critical services, over the next 6 months.
We have appealed to donors for contributions totaling almost $150 million for the next 6 months to help Sudan respond to this situation. We are stepping up our response. Since Friday, UNHCR is running relief flights from Dubai and from Nairobi with essential items in addition to what has already been distributed.
Grandi says the refugee camp in Sudan's Gabarif state, which has been hosting the majority of Ethiopian arrivals over the last month, is now stretched to capacity, and that more camps need to be built as refugees continue to stream into Sudan.
About 10,000 have now been transferred by us in cooperation with the government to a site called Umrakuba in Gedaref state, which I have also visited yesterday, and where assistance is getting progressively organized. It takes a bit of time always, but it is getting progressively organized. I must flag here that local communities have been exceptionally generous, sharing food, sharing hospitality in these very first few weeks. But now the time for a stepped up international response has come.
The UNHCR chief says his agency is concerned about the lack of access to the Tigrayan region and the safety of civilians caught in the middle of fighting between Ethiopian federal troops and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF.
I want to renew here the appeal that we humanitarians have made to the federal authorities of Ethiopia to grant us that access, because people are in need and we need to collect information and to provide assistance to them. Second, and this is very specific to UNHCR, I'm worried, as I have already said in the past couple of days, about the nearly 100,000 Eritrean refugees. Now, those refugees have been hosted by Ethiopia in the Tigray region for decades.
The UN reported yesterday that the number of Ethiopian refugees who have arrived in Sudan is nearly 45,000 people, most of them children, who have fled to Sudan from Tigray as well as from other places across Ethiopia. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.